We are about 2 weeks to the beginning of a new year. As we all know, 2023 will contribute, to a huge extent, the future of the average Alamosho person, particularly the youths. The community youth must be carried along in the decisions affecting the six LCDAs in Alamosho in 2023. For one thing, they form over 70% or more of the voting strength in Alamosho, and if neglected, the result of this will be fully felt not only at the polls but in the future. It is unfortunate that over the years, the opinions of the youths never mattered. When the word stakeholders is used, you see it represents those who have been there for ages, but fewer youths. This has to change in 2023. The six LCDAs in Alamosho should, as part of their visions for 2023, set up a workable plan that will fully harness the potential of the youths come 2023. They should come up with and adequately implement programs and policies to benefit the youths more. This must be felt in the areas of employment and empowerment for a sustainable future. As the most populated LGA in Nigeria, Alamosho has an army of youths. If their strengths and youthful abilities can be properly channeled, it can go a long way to improve our local GDP and overall reduce restiveness, youth unemployment and thuggery in our communities. The youths are the future of Alamosho. Let us all join hands to emphasize this point to our leaders at various levels to ensure that in 2023, we drive the change we all desire to see in our various communities. Season's greetings.